We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Matt Parrino is set on our West Her Hotline, and he is from NewYorkUpstate.com, and he's joining us right now to talk a little Bills football. Matt, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How is everything? You have a family, right? You got a wife and at least one kid, right? Everybody okay, I hope?
Two. He's
two kids. Sorry, two I shorted kids. You a kid.
Yeah,
are we doing? Everybody doing okay?
I was telling Brayden, it's everything's good. It's just a little bit of cabin fever, I think. You know, the homeschooling. My wife's a teacher. She's in grad school also.
Oh, wow.
So that's been a little bit overwhelming. But, you know, we're surviving. A lot of people have it much worse, so we're thankful.
What do you do to have fun in the Parrino household?
I went on a shopping spree at Walmart last week, and I came home with Trouble, a new baseball mitt, football, basketball Lego set for Lucas. So we've been trying to get outside whenever it's not raining. I'm going to be his head coach for his A-ball team this year. So
nice.
You know, we got to get reps in.
Yeah, no, that's good. Hey, fresh air, exercise, good thing. And you get a little quality time with the family there, so that's good too.
Exactly.
Off-season for the Bills. Let me start in a general question for you, Matt, when you look overall at the moves, and we'll get into more specifics. But the off-season overall, what thoughts do you have on who's gone out, who's come in, and how they've fared to this point?
You know, when they were, you know, looking at this and talking about the potential of both Shaq Lawson and Jordan Phillips leaving, Lorenzo Alexander retiring, I thought that they were going to lose something in terms of, you know, some juice in the locker room, some leadership in the locker room. But the additions that they made not only kind of brought that back into the room with guys like A.J. Klein, Mario Addison, even Josh Norman, but really, they've gotten, I think, better, particularly on their defensive line. And so I think we're looking at, you know, going into 2020, a better pass-rushing defensive line unit than they had last year. And you probably sit there and ask, how? I mean, Jordan Phillips had 9.5 sacks. Shaq Lawson had 6.5. Well, Mario Addison is a guy that's had at least 9 the last 4 years. Quinton Jefferson is one of the, you know, top guys in the league when it comes to winning as a pass rusher. And Vernon Butler is a guy that I think this Bills coaching staff, they're familiar with him. They can kind of sink their teeth into him as a developmental piece. And he could be, you know, the long-term answer, you know, when Star Latulewe moves on. So I really like what they did. I'm higher on the Josh Norman move now, as I've kind of, you know, talked to a few people. Dean Marlowe last week, who played with him in Carolina, said that he's charged up. He still has a ton in the tank. He's so familiar with this system that he's going to come in day one and help even the guys that have been in the system for 3 years because of his familiarity with it, how high a level he played it in 2015. So I think this defense is going to be exceptional in 2020. And you got the one guy that I think that, you know, obviously everybody would love to have DeAndre Hopkins. But, you know, if you're talking about a 1B to that 1A, Stephon Diggs is a home run. And I thought the Bills needed to give Josh Allen a wide receiver one weapon. And I heard you guys talking about 10 targets a game. I mean, that should be minimum for this guy because Duke Williams got that last year in the playoff game, and he wasn't really able to do enough with those targets that I think a Stephon Diggs can do.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I did a look on that real quick. So John Brown got 10-plus targets 5 times. Duke Williams twice, the Jets game, the game that they didn't care about. They lose 13-6 in week 17. So Duke Williams gets 12 targets in that game. And Cole Beasley had a handful of games, three at least, with 10-plus targets. So, you know, you add those up, that's in the playoff game, like nine different games where a receiver did get 10 targets. And now that you've got a guy in Stephon Diggs that absolutely deserves that many in that neighborhood, it's one of the reasons, Matt, that I'm so bullish on the trade is not only the player, but the indication that they wanted it that bad, that they wanted that position that bad.
Yes, and like if you go back to last year, at certain times, like in the preseason, and then at certain times during the year, the way they ran that no huddle offense and how much they liked to pass the ball, I think we could see a serious jump in how much they pass the ball. And part of that is why I think that running back isn't really in play at 54. I know a lot of fans are super excited about that, and you know, wanted Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, and you know, insert name here, all these fun playmakers. But I think they like what they have in Devin Singletary. They like what they have in T.J. Yeldon. And there's still a lot of talent at the running back position later in the draft. But Stephon Diggs, I mean, how are you going to really spread the ball around this offense? And you got to consider, too, Dawson Knox is probably going to be in the mix for more targets than he got last year as you look to develop him. So I think one of the keys to how they operate this offense, and a lot of it falls on Brian Daboll, is splitting up these targets and making sure that everybody's happy and buys in to whatever the mandate is. And if it is Stephon Diggs is our guy, he's going to get the targets. And sometimes John Brown, you're not going to get as many, or Cole, you're not going to get as many. There's going to be buy-in there. And I think a big part of that comes with winning. But, yeah, I mean, I have no problem with the trade. I have no problem with the compensation that was given up. Nobody was going to come in at number 22 and have the impact that Diggs will have next year.
Matt, you mentioned the defense you thought was better off. Okay, Jeremy and I were talking about the offense earlier. They averaged 19 points a game last season. How much better do you expect the offense to be? What kind of, I don't know if there's a point total in your head. Hey, they can be a field goal better. They can be a touchdown better. What do you think, you know, what's the upside for the offense, the ceiling for the offense this coming season with Diggs?
I mean, man, the ceiling's high. I'm expecting probably a 5-point jump per game this year, and I think it comes with a couple factors. Number one, you look on the offensive line, and I really like what they did bringing back Quentin Spain and keeping the continuity together. You bring in a Darrell Williams, who obviously has some real chops at right tackle from 2017. He's coming off a pretty significant injury that, you know, forced him to look nothing like the player that he was last year. But I think the Bills have proven that they can, you know, be a place where guys can come back and do a slow burn to maybe, you know, finding what they used to be a little bit in terms of the injury. But I think that what Darrell Williams' addition does is I think it means that Cody Ford's probably going to move inside the guard, and then you can have a platoon with two guys with both kind of checkered injury histories in Darrell Williams and Ty Nsekhe. You know, there were times last year when you talk to anybody that really grinded the tape, if you will, Ty Nsekhe was, when he was on the field, was probably the Bills' best offensive lineman. And at 35 years old, you can't really count on that. But that continuity on the line is so important. They were good last year. I think they could take another step forward. And you have so many more weapons and ways to win. Devin Singletary, who is going to be even better, and you hope that they can find the right piece to pair him with. And I think that could come in the draft. That's something that could come in free agency. I mean, as every day goes by, Devonta Freeman's numbers are going down in terms of what he's going to yield with a contract. So I think that 25 points a game, and I think Josh Allen will take another step forward, there's got to be a sense of relief, but also assuredness for Josh Allen, knowing the kind of experience and playmaking that he has at his disposal. So the one caveat here is I'm a little concerned about the lack of reps he could potentially get leading up to the 2020 season with everything that's going on with the coronavirus right now. If you're talking about getting rid of the entire spring and then maybe even a truncated training camp and preseason, that concerns me a little, but I think he showed enough in year two that I think the confidence level should be very high that they could score points in 2020.
Matt Perino is with us from NewYorkUpstate.com. I wanted to ask you about free agents because your colleague Ryan Talbot has a piece up about that. I'll get to that in a second. You're with Darrell Williams. So you think Cody Ford essentially is not going to be starting next season then. If they're moving him inside, he's going to be, I assume, behind Feliciano and Spain on the depth chart?
I don't know. I think that I'm a big Feliciano fan. I think what he brought to the line was more than just what his play, but that, like, mentality, that nastiness. I've talked about that several times because Bobby Johnson told me about, you know, when he came in and wanted to set the tone from that position and make it a little bit more of a nasty line, he started with John Feliciano as a guy that, you know, really set that tone. So I think that it's going to be a competition there. But I think Cody Ford is a guy that you spent a second-round draft pick on. You got to figure out where he makes the most sense. And I'm not ruling out that he stays at tackle. I think that, you know, I think that the year one to year two jump for a lot of these rookies, and that's why I'm very bullish on, you know, maybe even a Pro Bowl caliber year from Ed Oliver, I think that Cody Ford could play that position. But whatever it is, you got to figure that out. I think that they were a little bit, the new 2019 was a year with lower expectations, and year four was really going to be where they were judged. So they were trying a lot of different things. I'd like to see them more so in 2020 come up with a plan, you know, test things out early on, but then, you know, go with that plan. And, you know, I think that Cody Ford needs some stability wherever he ends up. And so I think that if they move him inside, he's going to be the starter at right guard eventually. I think he'll win that job.
You you mentioned Devontae Freeman. I mentioned Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com. Had a list of some of the free agents out there and, you know, guys that maybe the Bills should be interested in. He did mention, you know, quarterbacks like Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde at running back. Where do you think, if Brandon Bean was still looking to add via free agency, where do you think are the logical places to go?
You know, I think running back is definitely an area that they'll address either right before the draft, like they did last year with T.J. Yeldon, or, you know, before training camp. Brandon Bean likes to keep a couple roster spots open right, you know, as we move forward this whole process, and, you know, dollars as well. There's a couple options out there. The more I think about it, the more I really like the idea of Lamar Miller, a guy that, you know, has proven playmaking abilities coming off the injury, so you'd probably have to bring him back slowly. But you could have bring him in and compete with T.J. Yeldon and then go out and get a guy at some point in the draft. I think they're going to address running back in the draft at some point. I just don't think it needs to be at 54 unless somebody's sticking out so far on your board that it makes complete sense. And that could be a guy like Jonathan Taylor, who was blistering fast at the combine and his pace was absolutely outstanding. And everybody, you know, if you do a draft machine or draft network mock draft on their machine, it seems like Jonathan Taylor is there at 54 every time. So I think that that's fanning the flames a little bit within Bills Mafia at the potential of him being there. I don't think that he will be, but we'll see in a couple weeks. But I think that, you know, a guy like Lamar Miller, even a Carlos Hyde who ran for 1,000 yards last year, could be somebody that you come in here and pair with Devin Singletary and make a really, really good combination.
Final thing for you, Matt, and I'll go back to where we began, kind of a big picture thing. And when you think about the Bills and you put them in perspective with the rest of the division, with the rest of the league and the upcoming season, assuming there is an upcoming season, you refer to the Bills as a playoff contender, a division contender, a Super Bowl contender. How would you place them?
You know, I think that they're an AFC contender, is how I put it right now. I think that Super Bowl contender is tough just from the standpoint of I think Kansas City is still far and away the best team in the conference. But they're definitely, in my mind, the favorite to win the AFC East. Even if the Patriots add a quarterback like an Andy Dalton or one of the other guys, Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, I still think the Bills, from top to bottom, their roster is elite. And I think that they proved some things to themselves last year. I thought they played better than New England in Week 4, and it was just some young, immature mistakes that led to the losses. And, you know, even the defense not holding up in Week 16 hurt them. So I think that right now there's a couple teams in the AFC East that are kind of trying to find themselves, and the Jets and Miami. They made a lot of moves this offseason. The Jets kind of rebuilt their offensive line. I don't know what that's going to yield just because a couple of those guys are questionable. But if you look at the pieces that the Bills added, and you can without a doubt say that they're better 1-53 today than they were when they walked off the field in Houston, I think that they're a real contender in the AFC. And we saw last year, you just got to win your game. I mean, if they win that Houston game, who knows what can happen on the road to Kansas City, potentially hosting a home AFC title game. In this game, in the NFL nowadays, with the way that rosters turn over, you have to just take care of your own business, and anything can happen. I think it's a time. I tell people this all the time. I picked the perfect time to come back and cover this team because it's been 20 years of absolute misery, and all of a sudden now we're actually having legitimate conversations. I saw Nate's story last night about a Super Bowl window, and they're definitely in a Super Bowl window. I just don't know if I'd call them a Super Bowl contender yet. I want them to prove it in 2020.
Well, Matt, good luck at Trouble. I hope you have a rousing game of Trouble there with the family, and thanks as always for giving us some time, and hopefully we'll see you at training camp in July.
That would be great. And you guys stay safe. Thanks for having me on.
You too, Matt. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.